don't you lose. And gambling's for fools, but that's the way I like it, baby. I don't wanna live forever. And don't forget the Joker.
We took a little break from the talk-in to play a few sick songs. And we've got more for you.
I just wanted to say that... Can I? Yeah. I just wanted to say that inadvertently I played a lot of the Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
I was literally about to say that. And that the first time I ever heard that song was when I played Tony Hawk Pro Skater for the first and probably only time. And I had...
Noob.
I was at a... Well, I was really young.
I played every Tony Hawk Pro Skater multiple times.
Yeah, and maybe we should get it.
To play?
Yeah. Maybe we should play
it. There's some better games today, especially for skating.
Well, but it had a really good soundtrack.
Like Skate 2 and 3 are very, very good games. Like Tony Hawk is kind of arcade, you know, it doesn't really... And which sometimes is the reason why I think my skating is not that good. Because if I grew up playing Skate 2 or 3, which I did eventually, and sort of helped. But Tony Hawk was very like, you press a button, you do something, you know. You don't understand the timing of tricks.
I don't remember at all because I was really young. I was in a hotel room at a Holiday Inn Express.
Like home alone?
Well, I was not alone. I was in a hotel room at the Holiday Inn Express in Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island.
Oh, I see.
And it was, we had this like crazy jungle suite where it was like jungle themed and there was for some reason you could play Tony Hawk's Pro Skater in there. It was pretty cool, honestly.
That's really cool.
Shout out to PEI. Those are my people.
What PlayStation was? 1 or 2?
I have no idea.
Do you remember what age you were?
No. I don't remember why we were there. It was in the winter. Okay. So, I don't know. But anyway, yeah. It had a really good soundtrack, and that was the first time that I ever heard that song.
It's still today, a lot of people like regards that those series of games, like soundtrack, as a pretty good one. I learned so much music for it and from it, and I mean, partially it's because I think once you listen to a soundtrack in a game, like it's just that multiple times, then either you love it or hate it, right? And in that case, I was like, okay, these are nice. I mean, or I wasn't even paying attention to all the songs, but many years later, I was like, oh, I know this song from that soundtrack. Oh, I know this song from that soundtrack. And I kind of realized it later in my life that it was kind of a very good curation of the music in that game.
For sure, for sure. Well,
cool.
It would be cool to do a whole show on that soundtrack.
Right. True. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
I just remember that there's also, I think we can get Tony Hawk remastered.
Nice.
But I don't know. I wanna try.
Can anyone teach this man how to do a kickflip, please? He needs to know.
I'm going to go to a class.
For personal reasons. That's true. I forgot you told me that last night.
Yeah, I want to go to a skating class.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I mean, I think I deserve it.
I think you definitely deserve it. I think I deserve it because we have a deal.
Agreement.
We have an agreement that surrounds the kickflip. So
I think, yeah, I think, yeah, okay.
Yeah, you should do it.
Okay.
Anyway, we got some more music coming up next for you. What are we playing next?
Dits.
Dits. Oh, and that's a great story to tell as well. We saw Dits by accident because we had no idea who they were, and they were so fucking cool and so crazy. We saw them at this music festival in like a tiny place in south of Italy last summer, and not this past one, but the one before. And it was like they were just crazy. I don't know the pronouns of the lead singer, so I'm going to use they, them. But they were like climbing the scaffolding, like in this little dress.
And they were I think Scottish.
I think they're British. They're British. I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
And they opened. We were looking them up because we were sort of like they remind us a little bit of Idols in a way.
Oh, the sound is very.
The sound is. I mean,
Idols.
Yeah, maybe more than a little bit of Idols. And yeah. We looked them up and we found out that they had opened for Idols, and it was cool because this was a tiny fucking music festival. But there was another really. They were opening, I think, they were playing right before another really famous Italian band.
Calibro. No.
No. It starts with a P.
No, that's their original name.
The ones with the masks.
Yeah. I have it on the tip of my tongue.
The tip of your tongue.
The original band is called Prozac Più, but they have a different name. Sick Tamburo.
Sick Tamburo. They were cool too, but not really.
Not my jam, but they're pretty iconic. And yeah, unfortunately, the singer passed away because she was sick for a long time, but they're still playing and they still, you know,
yeah,
doing their thing.
They were very cool. But Ditz played before them, and Ditz was definitely, aside from our friends who played the show, James Landed,
Shout out. We should play some of their music
that
at some point.
That would be fun.
Actually, we should invite them on the show.
Yeah, that would also be pretty sick. But yeah, this band Ditz played at that music festival. They were amazing. So let's give them a listen. This is Freaks to the Front, by the way, on RadioValencia.fm.
Celebrate the form, let function how it's day, another day. Could it work in pink? Maybe that'll bring it around. Could it work in pink? Aerial black, bold italic. The features wrinkle, twist and show themselves. A point of focus is a temporary start. For the ideal scrutiny, a perfect mistake. To the side of the glass, champagne flutes were never made to last. All caught up in nasty preparation. We'll get caught out, just read it to ourselves. And I've been chasing rain all day. And I've been running round all day. Could it work in pink? Maybe that'll bring it round. Could it work in pink? Could it work in pink? Maybe that'll bring it round. Could it work in pink? Could it work in pink? Maybe that'll bring it round. Could it work a pig? Maybe I'll
has a taste. Cause maybe so wants to put this in your belly.
From the back of my neck, and it knows I'm bored.
sick. Yeah, I enjoyed that very much. We had Idols playing Run Rabbit or Rabbit Run.
Yeah.
That's from the soundtrack of Caught Stealing, which we saw, I think it was like opening night in Marin County. We went to that little movie theater.
Oh, with the couches?
With the couches. Oh, yeah, that that's so where we nice. Saw it. It's so cute. It's called Cine Lounge, and it's in Tiburon.
Yeah, amazing.
And yeah, it was great. It's such a good movie. So fucking crazy. Kind of honestly has like modern day Taxi Driver energy a little bit. Don't you think? Just the chaos of it all.
Yeah, and, exactly. Spitty.
And it's pretty punk. And it also has like literally the hottest sex scene that I've ever seen in my life. Zoe Kravitz and Austin Butler.
Oh yeah.
Both just so fucking hot.
Yeah.
So if you have not seen it, it is a really crazy, really punk movie. Idols did the entire soundtrack. I know we had already played an Idols song earlier in the show, but had to go that route. When we were looking at like songs similar to or bands similar to Ditz, we saw this band Chalk. We haven't heard of them before, or seen them before, so we're just gonna give them a try.
Also, makes me think of your story with the Chalk.
My story with the Chalk.
Yeah.
Oh, my story with the Chalk. This is a story for another time. One of my most punk moments, though, I would say.
Very punk. Yeah.
It was pretty sick.
Yeah. Give me that Chalk now.
It got us kicked out of a bar in Paso Robles. It's just, respect the rules of the pool table.
Yeah, there should be like
fuck you, Dina.
There should be a law for that.
Yeah,
law and order.
You can't put your name above somebody else's name on the chalkboard if somebody else's name is already there. Especially, I mean, under no circumstances, but especially if you just played. So fuck you, Dina. I'm glad that I stole the chalk and got us kicked out of the bar.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I said before even going in that a place that has a military discount, we maybe not should go in there.
Yeah, I mean, maybe not that punk. But anyway,
not very punk.
We it was a fun night. Regardless, it was the 4th of July, so also we needed to be punk. That night,
yeah,
anyway.
Yeah.
So we're playing Chalk next, and we don't know who they are or what it's going to be like, but maybe we'll discover a band that we like. So let's do it.
Just to keep myself right.
Feels good to play that kind of music, man.
I'm surprised, like, Rage Against the Machine these days should be so relevant, you know.
They are. They always
more
fucking
than
are. But yeah, you know how many people, like, listen to Rage Against the Machine and just misunderstand? Like, right-wing people literally will, like, think that this music is cool but not have any fucking idea.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's so embarrassing for them.
By the way, what do you think of their project with Chris Cornell from Soundgarden?
I think you played something of that from me, but you know I don't really like Chris Cornell's voice very much.
Yeah, but it's,
he's one of the many people that I just think sounds like Eddie Vedder, and fuck you, Eddie Vedder, as we say
you
almost
are
every
very,
week.
But okay, I agree with you on Eddie Vedder, but you have such a wide range of people that you compare to Eddie Vedder that have nothing to do with Eddie Vedder.
I don't know. There's this feeling that I get from certain artists that's like, it's not even about, like, their songwriting. It's not about... It's just about the voice. The voice reminds me of Eddie Vedder, and I can't.
Anyway, I want to play a song by Audioslave. That's okay.
I guess.
Can I?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it's just because it's a very Rage Against the Machine song. I haven't listened to this song probably in 15 years at this point.
Well, let's see how I feel about it.
Okay.
All right. What's it called?
It's called Show Me How to Live.
Okay.
Which, you know,
which you say a lot, especially about our friend Alex. Shout out to Alex. Someone needs to teach this man how to live.
Someone should help this man. Shout out to Alex, our poor friend, our poor fed, sad friend.
We, every time we go...
Several times, Alex, just see him and be like, man, do you want me to slap you in the face?
Yeah. And every time that we, like, go into, like, a church in Italy to, like, see it, we light a candle for him. So shout out to Alex. We love you, but cheer up, bud.
Yeah, man. Come on. Let's go.
Just move here.
Exactly. Go in a
You'll
place
be so much
where
happier.
It's sunny and you feel happy in the morning, not at fucking minus 20 degrees Celsius in the snow. And
yeah,
I don't miss that.
Oh, it is January and it's almost 70 degrees here in the Mission.
Thank God. God bless California. California Uberales.
Yeah.
To quote another sick band that we played today. Anyway, let's listen to Audioslave. Then I wanted to play At the Drive-In. I don't know. We're getting into some weird territory here. So, DJ Lester.
Just bear with us. We're figuring it all out as we go.
I just want you to take the lead at some point.
I will. But you get a turn.
Yeah. All right. And this is a jump into the 90s. No, more like 2000s. But yeah, Audioslave. Chris Cornell and three fourths of Rage Against the Machine.
Let's do it.
Show me how to live.
Show me. Yeah.
So the reason I wanted to also play this song, beside just the vibes, is that I watched a video the other day of some tribesmen watching Nirvana Unplugged video.
What do you mean by tribesmen?
Tribesmen, people living in tribes, like not in cities.
Okay.
That's how like, they're called. Saying, like, I don't know, they looked like South Asian, okay. You know, so they were not like people living in a city, you know,
okay.
And probably not exposed to this stuff. And there's several videos that are online. A lot of the guests are kind of the same, where they show them like Goa music and, you know, trance music and metal music, you know.
I see.
And one of them was about Nirvana, and I watched it the other day, and it was... two of them were like, oh yeah, like this, like with the grace of God, you know, they were giving all these comments, and one of them instead was just looking with like the same expression the whole time, just with his hand on the table and just completely unmovable.
Did he have a reaction at the end?
No, like, okay. At all.
Interesting.
Like, yeah, but it's, I don't know, I kind of loved that, seeing that. Anyway.
That's cool. Well, we moved a little bit more into 90s grunge with Soundgarden. Yeah. No.
Audioslave.
See, all of those bands, they all sound... Wait, is Chris Cornell from Soundgarden?
Yeah.
Okay, but I liked Audioslave. I liked it. I don't like his voice, but I liked...
But it has nothing to do with Eddie Vedder.
But it gives me the same feeling.
I think you confuse Eddie Vedder with just the grunge vibe in general.
But I just, it is a certain type of voice, and there are a few bands.
You said the
and
same
I,
of Alice and in Chains.
Yes, exactly. And but I don't like these people's voices, and maybe they don't all sound like Eddie Vedder, but it gives me the same feeling. So that's what it is. But I liked Audioslave. I like the Rage Against the Machine element to it. And
they are basically Rage Against the Machine, except the singer.
Yeah. And then we played Nirvana, so it was a little more 90s grunge than punk.
Yeah.
But before we play our last couple of songs, I really want to shout out my best friend Ray is like an absolute punk aficionado. She knows everything, and she has a podcast.
Punk graduate.
She knows punk, and yeah.
More than aficionado.
Yeah. She's like she's a researcher. She knows everything about punk.
She
music.
Should get a PhD. I don't know. PhD in punk.
But I also call her the punk queen of Providence, and she has a sick podcast all about punk. It's called The Only Podcast That Matters. So it is. Check it out. Love you, Ray. And so we've got our last couple songs that we're going to play on Freaks to the Front. We'll come say bye before we sign off. ES Beats is up next with DJ ESB. He's playing the letter E today on vinyl. So, what are our next two? What are our last two songs?
We're going to close with a bit of kind of a mix, like a leap into more indie sort of undefinable territory, but always still in the vibe of punk and grunge and all the stuff that we like. The first is an Italian band, actually, sick. Called Verdena, that I showed a few times. They are incredible. I think they recently officially disbanded because the bass player left the band, Roberta something. But yeah, they're really cool, and they've been very, like, I don't know. It's one of those bands that when I was a kid, I was like, oh, they suck. And they kind of wanted to be a little bit Nirvana-like, a bit emo, a bit grunge, a bit edgy. But then they evolved a lot. Like, their music is almost progressive, I would say. And I wouldn't be surprised if they ended up, changing just their taste in music and, you know, evolving with that. And TikToks. Wait. Oh,
no, that was the wrong one. But yeah.
It was so fun.
Time is up.
Okay. Anyway, it's a cool band. Go check them out. They self-produce everything in this, like, house where they, you keep Del Pollaio, I don't know. But anyway, Un Po' Esageri by Verdena, and then we'll listen to the Melvins. Actually, I know a few people in this radio are big fans of Melvins, so also a little shout out to Radio Valencia, our little nice family.
So much, everyone, for tuning in to Freaks to the Front on RadioValencia.fm. Up next is ES Beats, and he's playing the letter E today, so enjoy. And we are going to sign off now with a Melvin song and call it a day. Time to go to the park on a sunny day.
There's
in the Mission.
Parky.
I am DJ Lesta.
And this is DJ Lento, and you're listening to Freaks to the Front. Stay tuned.